You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 26. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. The scripture says that a man is reduced by adultery. There's a lot of adultery going on in our generation. And sadly, even people that have identified with the name of Jesus are involving themselves in adultery. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 that God will judge every adulterer. And even in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 32, it says, "Whosoever commits adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." It destroys his own soul. There is a destruction of soul that takes place when a man goes into adultery. Adultery is not something you do and you just think that nothing has happened. You know, today people leave their wives and go to another woman. There are even people preaching today that a man must have a side chick outside of his marriage in order to enhance his sexual life. They are setting you up for destruction. The Bible says that a man is reduced to a crumbs of bread. Adultery reduces anyone. Adultery will reduce you. That's why you will see that a girl that ordinarily should respect a man, should be in awe of the man, it is that same girl that will be calling a man that can be his father, baby. A man that people should respect, that same man, he will enter a place and a young girl will look at him as if he's a nobody. Why? Because that man had reduced himself. Adultery will reduce a man. There is nothing that man will not be able to go to. It will reduce him to nothing. That's what adultery does. It reduces you. It reduces your life. So there is no justification. There is no excuse that you want to give for adultery. It will destroy your soul. It will make you available for the judgment of God. And then it will reduce you to nothing. Nobody will respect you. A man may put on suit and hold very big title, professor, doctor, engineer, senior advocate. He can have all of those things. And yet, it is one small girl will be telling him, you are stupid, you are silly, and he cannot do anything. Why? He has been reduced. Adultery reduces people. Look at crumbs of bread. How many of you gather crumbs of bread? When you eat bread, those crumbs that falls down, what do you do with it? Do you reckon with it? You just sweep it and dump it into the dustbin because it is useless. It is not even useful for your mouth. You just dump it. Crumbs of bread, it reduces you. But you know, this scripture, even though specifically it's talking about adultery, as a principle, sin reduces anyone. The Bible says that sin is a reproach to any nation, to any people. Sin will reduce you. That is why Jesus came, so that you will not be reduced, so that you can be made whole, so that you can be restored. That is why you should repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has come to increase you. Jesus has come to make you whole, to make you new, brand new in himself. But sin will reduce you. Don't let somebody tell you that sin is something you do and get away with. No, sin is a reduction of your life. Sin is a destruction of your soul. Sin brings judgment upon a man. Sin will reduce you. Run away from sin. Jesus came to die, so that not simply because we should avoid sin, but so that we will not even be a partaker of sin. You will not desire sin. The scripture says concerning Jesus that he hated iniquity and loved righteousness. Jesus was not somebody that wished he could sin. He doesn't wish it. In fact, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be identified with sin in any form, in any shape. That's what Jesus came to do. That's what he came to achieve. You also can be like that today, that you will hate iniquity and love righteousness only if you will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus come.